My everlasting portion, old and fair, no light to me. Oh, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, lead me, walk with me, close to thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my praise shall be. Deadly well I toil and suffer, only let me walk with close to thee, close. Hallelujah, close to thee, oh, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through the veil of shadow.
Shekinah glory.
Hallelujah.
Into his presence tonight.
Amen.
So that the veil will fall behind us.
Hallelujah.
And as the prophet said, we'll be in a place where it is soundproof.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Cut away from the world. Sealed away from Satan.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's how we find ourselves tonight, close to thee.
Amen.
Right in his presence. Oh, you are welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. God richly bless you. We thank the Lord for the day, our going outs and our coming ins. We welcome our precious brother Francis also. Praise the Lord. And tonight, we are going to pray. Praise the Lord. The topic of tonight is the angel of the Lord goes before. Last Wednesday, as many that were here, you could, if you remember,
Amen.
The prayer request that poured in here, it appeared it followed the same trend. Amen.
Hallelujah.
transportation problem plus a child is sick. From one home to another. To another.
Yes.
Oh my. Those who were here. Three homes, families, the same problem. Transportation and a child is sick. Tonight, we must be on a duty. We are on a duty call tonight. Amen. Duty has called tonight. And let us put on the whole armor of God. The angel of the Lord goes before. Amen tonight. So we are going to pray. The angel has gone. He's already ready. He's ready. We want to see what all the Moses and Joshua's and David's and oh, praise the Lord and chase our enemy out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's bow the eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, we so much grateful, oh Lord, tonight, oh, to find ourselves right in your presence, Lord. Father, once again, we want to say thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have made us, Lord Jesus, to live in this time of your dispensation, O Lord. Though, Lord, this is the most evil of all ages, but yet it is the most glorious for your elect ones. So, Lord, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. We have every moment, Lord Jesus, to count on thee, O Lord. We want to spend, Lord, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord Jesus, in your presence, Lord. And so, Father, that's why we're here tonight. And Lord, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have come to give us this word tonight, that the angel of the Lord goes before us. And that, Lord Jesus, tonight, whatever the enemy has infiltrated into the camp, Lord Jesus, tonight we are sending them back. As even the scripture says, the very way that they entered in, they are going back that same way. So Lord Jesus, tonight we ask the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, oh, to sweep over us, Lord, and take us, Lord, into a higher place whereby, Lord Jesus, every utterance tonight, Lord, will never be from man, but it will be from the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Bringing, Lord Jesus, back anything that the enemy has taken. Restoring everything that the enemy has destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. This question of transportation problems. Child is sick, Lord, tonight. We believe that it is over. The enemy that is responsible, in the name of Jesus Christ, we trample over that enemy.
Amen.
And we restore once again the power of God. Oh, amongst the church, among the children of God. The Lord Jesus, in no way that the Lord, as you have said, as we are the sons and the seeds of Abraham, we will possess every gate. We possess them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Lord, even as we turn to the reading of your word of God, Lord, bless your word, Lord, and make it a living bread unto us tonight. A word that will inspire us, Lord, tonight to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Once again, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we are still studying, let's turn to, we have two readings, let's turn to Exodus 23. We read from 20 to 23. Exodus 23, 20 to 23. And then the second will be 1 Samuel 2, 9 and 10. Let's first read Exodus 23, 20 to 23. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. Take notice of that. Praise the Lord. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Oh, praise the Lord. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I'll cut them off. Amen. All these demons will be cut off tonight. How many believe? Oh, praise the Lord. And the second reading is 1 Samuel 2, 9 and 10. 1 Samuel 2, 9 and 10. Let's see. Oh, the joy of Hannah when she was praising God. When she had had a child and has given a child unto the house of God. Oh, yes, sir. She really praised God. If you want to read all in your quiet time, just turn to that scripture reading from verse 9. You read from the first verse, as 1 Samuel chapter 2, reading from the 1st to the 10th. But we are reading 9 and 10. He said, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Oh, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, oh, already Lord Jesus, inspiration, oh God, has already, oh, moving in our veins, Lord. Because, Father, already you have promised us that, Lord Jesus, oh, our enemies will be your enemies. And our adversaries will be your adversary. So, Lord, we thank you that the angel of the Lord is here tonight to lead us into battle. Father, grant us, Lord Jesus, oh, the Spirit, oh, whereby, Lord, we will pray and break down every foundation of the enemy, every imagination against the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy them. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? Yes. Said, behold, I send an angel before thee. Hallelujah. And the angel as his son, he will keep us in the way and bring us into the place which he has prepared for us. Praise the Lord. And this is our time, the place he has prepared for us. It is what? It's Pentecost. Amen. He's taking us back to that place. It's well prepared for us. Hallelujah. Said, I've sent my angel before thee. My sister, give me Isaiah 43:14. Let's read something from there again. More inspiration. Isaiah 43:14. Let's look at that scripture also. Isaiah 43:14. He said, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He said, for your sake. Amen. For your sake, I've sent to Babylon. We know Babylon is what? Confusion. All everything that the enemy does, that's where the enemy lives. Praise the Lord. And so, for your sake, I've sent to Babylon. Whatever confusion that arose in this church, that caused all these transportation problems and child is sick here and there. He said, I've sent for your sake. I've sent to Babylon. And I've brought down all their nobles. All the demons have been brought down. All the chariots. Praise the Lord. And whose cry is in the ships? Hallelujah. He, for your sake, for my sake, the Lord has done it tonight for us. Praise the Lord. The Lord has already sent to whatever problems that are in our various homes. The Lord has already sent angels over there to break them down. Kings. Let's get more inspiration. 2 Kings 19, 32 to 35. 2 Kings 19, 32 to 35. We are getting ourselves really hot to pray tonight. Mm-hmm. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. Oh, he's an enemy. Praise the Lord. The king of Assyria is a demon. He's an enemy. He's Satan. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city. He shall never come into this church. He shall never come into any home. Oh, praise the Lord. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there. Even an arrow he can never shoot into any home. In the name of Jesus Christ. His arrow can never enter into any home. Enter into any home. Yes, sir. Nor come before it with shield. Nor cast a bank against it. No siege. Can never place any siege against anyone. Hallelujah. He said, by the way that he came. Oh, I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. By that same way shall he return.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. The way that he came, he will just go by that same way. How many believe tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. For I will defend this city. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's not our battle, it's his battle. So he said, I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake. Oh, yes, sir. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And for my servant David's sake. Oh, yes, sir. And is it true? Let's see if it came to pass. The Lord, when he promises, he never fails. Oh, amen. He's faithful to his promises. So let's see. He said, and it came to pass that night. Oh, hallelujah. That the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians, 185,000. And when they arose, when the children of God arose in the morning, oh behold, they were all dead corpses. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Ah, yes, sir. When they woke up in the morning, they were all what? Dead corpses. They never battled. The angel of the Lord has already done the battle in the night. Oh, amen. Oh, yes, sir. There was no need for what? You to what? To worry. Whilst you were sleeping, the angel of the Lord was doing the battle. That's exactly what we believe tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the angel of the Lord tonight, right in our presence, Lord. Now, let's look at this thing before. Let's look at one or two things what the prophet said here. He said, because we are talking about the angel of the Lord, angel. He said, the prophet said, someone in the message book obeyed the voice of the angel. He said, someone said not long ago to me, he said, Brother Branham, angels were ministering spirits in the Old Testament. But since the Holy Spirit has come, we don't have a ministering angels anymore. Oh. That means no ministering angels anymore after the Holy Ghost has come. Huh? It was only in the Old Testament. That was what someone was telling Brother Branham. Let's listen to what the Brother Branham said. Now, dear friends, first he said, this is not a worship of angels. Amen. We are talking about the angel of the Lord, angel of the Lord. We are not here to worship an angel. Praise the Lord. He said, understand, we do not believe in worshiping angels. There's only one to be worshipped, and that's God. His Son, and the Holy Spirit. No angel, no man, or no angel to be worshipped. Now, the angel of the Lord, angel of God, he said, a true angel of God will not stand still to be worshipped. Amen. A true angel of God will not stand still to be what? To be worshipped. Hallelujah. But today, what do we see? Some people want worshippers to be baptized in their names. See? It's a false what? Angel. A true angel will not stand for what? Stand still to be worshipped. He said, but that you might know that the angels still minister to the church. Angels still minister to what? To the church after the Holy Spirit had come. Praise the Lord. What were the seven spirits that were before the throne in the book of Revelation? We did it. What was the seven spirits that were before the throne? Yes, that's the what? The spirit of the what? The messengers. Amen. The seven messengers to the church. Praise the Lord. So they are angels. They are still ministering. Praise God. Yes, sir. He said, well, think of Mary when Gabriel came down and spoke to her about the virgin birth of the Savior or Zechariah in the temple. Well, here, Mary and Zechariah, you still say that the Holy Ghost had not yet come. Now, he said, oh, well, after the Holy Ghost had come, how many believe that Philip had the Holy Ghost? We all believe that, don't we? Well, when he was down in Samaria preaching, having a revival, was it not the Holy Ghost that came up, came to him? Was it the Holy Ghost that came to him, or did the angel of the Lord touch him and say, go to the desert of Gaza? It was what? An angel of the Lord that came to minister unto him. Praise the Lord. See? And the angel of the Lord came to him. Isn't that not true? It was the angel of the Lord that came to him. Then he talked about Peter also. When he was in what? When he was he was arrested and put in prison. Peter had the Holy Ghost, all right. He had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But still, when he was in prison, it was what? An angel that came to minister unto him, to break all what? The shackles and all the chains that were upon him. Praise the Lord. And set him free. Then he talked about Paul also. That he also had the what? The same Holy Spirit. But one time, I said about 14 days and 14 nights when they were in the storms in the sea. That also, an angel of the Lord came, spoke to him, said, Paul, fear not. Hallelujah. So angels still minister. And this our age, the same thing, this message came through what? That same angel of what? Angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Said, when the voice of the seventh messenger, when he begins to sound, all mysteries of God would be finished. So now, tonight, as we have read all these things, he said that God's word, what was an angel of the covenant, he said all the old things were a type of what? New things to come. You believe that? Said now God led the church in the natural in that day. He's leading the church in the spiritual in this day. Amen. Amen. So we know that we are being led tonight by the angel of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is here. The angel of the Lord is leading us to what? To this very battle that we are going to fight tonight. Amen. If the Holy Spirit, if Jesus proves that he is here amongst us. Now listen closely.
if the Holy Spirit, if Jesus Christ proves that he's here amongst us, then press till you get to him tonight. Praise the Lord. Press till you get to him. Like the little woman with the blood issue. And all of the different things, you see, that take place. All the adversaries in her way. She just pressed right on through till he touched him. Amen. The woman with the blood issue. It wasn't easy for her. With all the crowd that was around, what? The Lord Jesus Christ. He has to what? Fight her way through the people so that he could what? Get to Jesus Christ. Because faith was telling her that if I would but what? Touch the hem of his dress, I believe I will be healed. That faith in her heart was what? Was just giving him that push to press on until she got near him and touched him. Praise God. He said, tonight, if you believe that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is here amongst us, then press till you get to him tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, if the church tonight would do the same thing like the woman with the blood issue did, would press through every scale of unbelief, would lock sword with the devil and his unbelief, and press through to know that you are a child of God and a heir to the things, and Jesus Christ is standing present to show you that he is with you to keep his word, then be perseverant tonight. Amen. If you believe that he's here tonight, then let us press forward and touch him. Hallelujah. That is what the prophet is saying here. It has to take what? Faith tonight. To bring down all these Jebusites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Amorites. It has to take faith tonight to shake the very foundation. Praise God. And he said it takes what? Believing. Just believe. Believe tonight that he is here. Say, I'm just wondering. See? Listen. The prophet is saying, I'm just wondering if faith had really anchors. Tonight. The prophet said, I'm just wondering because the whole place looks so quiet and cold. Hallelujah. And just the thing I'm reading from the prophet here. He said, I'm just wondering if faith really anchored, could anything stand in your way? You don't get it. The prophet said, you don't get it. If you really got it, that will settle it tonight. If we really have gotten it, understanding what the prophet is saying, that our faith has what? Anchored. Anchored on what? Anchored on the word. Anchored on the promise. That the angel of the Lord is here to do the battle. Then it settles it. Praise the Lord. It's your faith now, tonight, my brother, my sister. It has to anchor on something. It has to hold on something tonight. So that all the things that the enemy is playing around, transportation and child is sick here and there, it had to be over. Amen. It is the work of the enemy. He doesn't want you to come to worship. And last Wednesday, yes, almost all the Babrigan, they couldn't come to church. Only it was, I think Brother Eli, that was the only person that was able to come. All the Babrigans, transportation problem, child is sick. Transportation problem, child is sick. Oh, no, sir. We are here tonight to break that. Whatever the enemy has was raised, we are here tonight to destroy it. No more transportation problems. Praise the Lord. No more child is sick here and there. Tonight, if you brought your children here, you just lay your hands upon them as we pray and cast out every works of the enemy. We are more than able. Praise the Lord, because he is here. He said, but if thou shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. If only you obey these principles, that your faith is anchored and that you believe that the battle is not yours, but the angel of the Lord is here to do the battle, that it settles it. Amen. Then all those enemies that went around, he said, they will be my enemy. No more your enemy.
Hallelujah.
But they are going to be my enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
All those adversaries, they are going to be my own adversary. I'm going to what? Destroy them. Praise the Lord. One time Moses said to the people, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show unto you. That these Egyptians that you have seen, all these demons that you have seen, you are not going to see them forever anymore. How many believe that? Praise the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. The Lord shall do what? He will fight for you. And then we know that the other time also, the angel of the Lord did what? When the enemies were coming, and they were before what? The Red Sea. He said, the angel of the Lord went before the camp did what? Was removed. Oh, hallelujah. And went behind them and raised what? A standard to show that when your enemies will come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall raise what? Standards. Amen. Tonight, that standard is raised for us to pray. How many are ready to pray tonight? Tonight, there is no preaching. There is nothing. The only thing is just to read the word, read something from the prophet to inspire us and pray. Tonight, we are going to pray. We are not going to entertain this kind of thing in this house anymore. Amen. Last Wednesday, it was just... You couldn't believe it. Praise the Lord. Transportation problems. Three houses. Oh my. And children were sick all over. No, sir. In the house of God, it shouldn't happen. Amen. We are not going to entertain it. So tonight we are putting what? A stop to it. It's going to stop Satan. Hallelujah. Let me read just one portion here from the prophet, and we shall get into prayer. He said, now we know that he is here with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
He sent his spirit to vindicate that his presence is with his church. How many believe it?
Amen.
And Lord, help us tonight, Father. And even your poor, humble, unworthy servant who is standing here making these statements, I ask that you will let the angel of the Lord, who has guided me down through life and has kept me and fed me and brought me this far. I'm speaking on the tone of the word, the prophet. I pray that he will be here. And there will not be one disease or one thing that can be able to pass by his presence without being perfectly delivered.
Amen.
Amen. May many of them in the audience, Lord, just now sit down and say, I'm going to think of you and your spirit is here tonight, I want to know your nature. I want to know how to love you and serve you. Bless all, Father, who is here tonight. May all the sick and afflicted be healed, and all the unsaved be saved. For we ask in the name of the Holy Son Jesus. Amen and amen. Tonight, every problem tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to pray. We'll let the musicians start coming, because tonight it's all prayers. We're going to pray, because we believe that through prayer, all things are possible. Amen. I said, I've sent to what? For your sake, I have sent to Babylon. Is there any confusion? Said, he has sent what? To you, that Babylon. To what? To put everything right. Amen. Is there any sickness? Said, I've sent what? For your sake, I've sent to that Babylon. Hallelujah. The Lord is here tonight. Let us, I'm reading again what the prophet said, and take notice of it. He said, I'm just wondering if faith has really anchored. Has faith really anchored tonight? To get into prayer? We came here to pray. You know, it's prayer meeting tonight. Hallelujah. And the prophet said he believes. And we ourselves believe that what? Our faith has anchored on the promise of the promises of the Lord tonight.
My faith looks up to thee thou, Lamb of Calvary. Now in me, while I pray, take my guilt away. For me,
as a church, we can allow the enemy to come in and break what the purpose of which we have been called. The enemy has infiltrated, breaking into the camp. Anytime when there is any form of an aching in the midst of the church, there is always what? There is always a defeat. Tonight, the Lord has promised us that for our sake, He has already sent to that Babylon. That confusion that came, that sickness that came, those cars that were what? Made unmovable, and all those problems. He said, I've sent for your sake. I've sent by the angel of the Lord. I've already sent him to bring everything into order. So tonight, the prophet is asking, is our faith anchored? If our faith is anchored, then let us now come with one accord and bind whatever the enemy has made in this church. Because he said, anything that we have bind, we bind here, is bind in heaven. Anything we shall lose it here, we'll be losing in heaven. So now let us direct our attention to every home now. That the enemy, there is no place in our homes for him. There is no place in our home for the enemy. Tonight, tell the enemy, the angel of the Lord, the pillar of fire, is already standing for my sake. You have no place there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring what? The power of God, or to cover every child, all the children in this house. We bring them under the covering of the Holy Ghost. We bring them under the covering of the Holy Ghost. Let's start from the children now. Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord. Let's believe tonight that no thing of the enemy can ever touch any of them. Sickness is over. We don't want to hear any sign, anything that a child is sick in this house. If only we will believe it, yes, the Lord will make it to pass. He said it is our confession. He is now the high priest sitting on the right hand of God, making what? Intercession for our confessions. And so if our confession will be good, then the salvation also will be good. And so tonight, the children in this house, let's commit them into the hands of the Lord. The Lord, let the Holy Spirit, the covering of the Holy Spirit, cover the children in this house. We don't want to hear, Lord, any amount, anything about sickness anymore. Because you died for it. You died for it. He said, by your stripes we were healed. And we believe it tonight. We believe it, Lord. We are holding on to it. Our children, Lord Jesus. Our children tonight. Lord, we pray that you protect them, Lord. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Keep them away from the enemy. Keep them away from sickness and diseases. tonight. We bring them, Lord, under the covering of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you died for it, and we believe it, Lord. You died for it, and we believe it. The enemy has no place to go now, and now he's trying to go through the children. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus Christ now, oh, protect the children, Lord. We know, Lord, all the evil that is around. Lord, we protect them, Lord Jesus, against the evil spirits. Evil spirits. The spirit of this world. The spirit of this world. Oh Lord. As many that are still lingering. Oh, the children, the youth.
Help us, Lord. Father, you know, Lord.
Every child in this house.
You know, Lord, Savior, the
every child in this house.
Your grace, Lord, Savior. You know the ailments.
Lord, we bring them under the blood.
Lord, Savior.
We bring them under the blood.
Lord, our children, Lord, even at this time. Lord Jehovah, Lord, we come.
We cast out every works of Satan and the enemy.
Even upon this night, Lord, and we are pleading for your grace. We are pleading for your mercy, Lord. We are pleading
oh,
for
yes, Lord, Lord Jesus.
We are asking, Lord Savior, that our condescend, Lord. Lord, that our Lord Savior, Lord God, give healing, Lord.
Let them keep Lord, them, let your glory Lord, shine Lord, upon them wherever they go.
Your church, Lord, the light, Lord. Raise us, Lord Savior.
Lord, stand, Lord, Lord Jesus.
Lift up, Lord Savior. Our condition,
by them wherever they are, in school.
Even in this circumstance, Lord Savior. Oh God, we are in short trouble, Lord. Lord, we are Lord.
The evil spirits of this world.
Lord, Father, just Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, Savior, meet Lord.
Our faith is anchored.
Lord, if you would deliver us, Lord.
Our faith is anchored tonight. We believe. The Lord, the children, they are free.
Lord, Savior.
The children, they are saved. The children, they are under your care, Lord.
Just weak, Lord.
The children, they have been covered.
Oh, Jehovah, Lord. We are looking after the Lord. Even in this time, our Lord, Savior.
We believe it, Lord.
We are praying, asking your grace. We are praying, asking your mercy, Lord. Help us, Lord, in this anxious, Lord.
We believe it, Lord.
Oh, just Lord, suppress Lord, Father, by Lord Savior.
We believe in Lord Jesus.
The conditions, Lord, even on this life, Lord Savior. Guide us tonight, Lord. Gather us, Lord, even upon this day, Lord. Father, you look, Lord. And the people here tonight, Lord. Lord, we are just
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, Father, many, Lord, be not here tonight, Lord. And us, Lord, who be your Lord Savior. Lord, we are not, Lord, where we ought to be, Lord.
Yes,
we are
Lord
not,
Jesus.
Lord, even in the condition, Lord. That we ought to be, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we ask
oh,
Lord,
Satan, get out. Satan, get out from every
us,
home.
Lord,
get out.
If we are, Lord, defeated like this, Lord, then,
in the
Lord,
name
Savior,
of Jesus Christ.
For Lord Savior, Father, thy children, Lord Savior God, we ask your grace, Lord, today. We ask
take off your dirty hands.
Lord, help us, Lord God. Tell us, Lord Savior, we pray. Bless our
take off the way you came in. Go by that same way.
Bless Lord Savior, his motives, Lord. Bless Lord, his intentions, Lord. Bless Lord Savior, Lord, his family, Lord. Bless every brother here tonight, Lord. Brother Francois, Lord, his family, Lord. Brother Mama, Lord, his family, Lord.
Lord, we place our sacrifice.
Oh, Father, Lord.
Our heart tonight.
Lord Savior. Marco, Lord.
For every child in this house.
Lord, his family, Lord Savior. Oh, we ask your grace, Lord. Thessalonian, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We pray your grace, Lord. Put me, Lord, in my family, Lord Savior. Help us, Lord, even at this time. Guide us, Lord, even at this time, Savior.
We shall pray
mercy,
again.
Lord. We need thy mercy, Lord Savior. Sister,
we
Lord,
shall pray
Savior,
again, committing
Father,
the needs
pray, Lord,
of every house.
Lord. Lord, sister, Lord,
the needs of every
Lord,
home.
Savior. Oh, Father, we ask your grace.
Let's pray for the needs of every home tonight.
But Lord, we are needing people, Lord.
And this problem of transportation will never come, will never rise up again. Lord, we commit every transportation, oh Lord Jesus, in this house, Lord, into your hands. Every vehicle,
Lord,
we dedicate, Lord Jesus, unto
you.
The need of every home, Lord, tonight, we bring them before you. Whether it be financial, oh, whether it be documents, whether it be looking for a job, the needs of this, the needs of every home.
Give us, Lord, even upon thy great
Father. Job.
We are thine
documents.
Lord.
Oh, transportation. Lord, every need of every home. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, as many that are looking for documents. Lord, we commit them into your hands. Oh, Lord, for now. Let every brother, every sister that is seeking his or her documents in Jesus' name, Lord, make a way now. Every brother, every sister that is looking for a job, oh, tonight, Lord Jesus, we commit the needs of every home, Lord, into your hands. The needs of every home. Lord, we bring before you, O God. The Lord Jesus. There will never be any wanting.
But we want things, Lord.
You are the one, the Lord, we said.
Come, Lord Savior.
Oh, you can feel abundantly and exceedingly than what even we expect. Oh, the Lord Jesus has it happened in the home of that Syrophoenician woman, that woman of Zarephath. Oh, where, Lord Jesus, the flour will never cease and the oil will never fail in every home. I pray the Lord Jesus, the oil in every home will never fail. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Every home, Lord,
oh, Father,
the oil will never fail in every home. The needs of every home, Lord, tonight.
Guide us, Lord, Savior, we pray. Shepherd us, Lord, even at this time.
We know the Lord Jesus.
Oh, we are thine elect, Lord Savior.
You are the one that can supply abundantly and exceedingly.
Call us, Lord, for a purpose, Lord. That is, Lord,
Lord.
Father, predestined us, Lord. Father, to this life that we have, Lord Savior, God. Father, we are looking unto the Lord, even at this time.
Every need of documents. Every need of job. Every need, Lord Jesus. Financially.
Father, we are not, Lord,
whatever be it, O God. Father, let the oil, Lord, be overflowing.
We ask your mercy, Lord, even upon this hour. Guide us tonight, Lord Savior. Shepherd us, Lord, even upon this night time, Lord Savior God. But we are thine elect, Lord. We are thine chosen, Lord Savior. Oh,
yes,
God, pray, Lord Savior. For Lord, for the work, Lord, in circumstance, Lord. We pray your grace, Lord, tonight, Lord. We pray your mercy, Lord, even at this hour. Guide us this day, Lord Savior. Shepherd us, Lord. Even upon it, Lord Savior God. We just believe in you, Lord, to make all things.
Oh, Lord, you said for
Lord,
our sake.
Even our portion, Lord.
So you will cut them off.
Oh, Father, help us, Lord. Oh, Father, guide us, Lord.
He said,
oh,
for
Father,
our
Lord,
sake.
Sustain us, Lord. Father, Lord, you raise us, Lord. Father, you look us, Lord.
For our sake.
Us the glory, Lord Savior. Father, we
sent to our Babylon.
Lord, that thou would lead us, Lord. Lord, that thou would guide us, Lord. Lord, you, Lord Savior, be our portion, Lord. Be that that we desire.
Yes,
be
Lord
that
Jesus.
That we need, Lord, even upon the side, Lord Savior.
We commit every student, Lord, into your hands. We commit the students, Lord, into your hands. As they go about their studies, Lord.
Oh, Father, bring me that, Lord.
Father, we pray the Lord, you grant them the wisdom.
Oh, Father, Lord, be merciful, Savior. Be gracious.
Our brothers that are working, Lord, we commit them into your hands. That in their working places, Lord, they will always find favor.
Our everlasting portion, our net portion, let me be so dependent upon Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, we pray your grace for every believer here tonight, Lord. Our Lord, Savior, how we ask you, Lord.
Brethren, let us pray now, committing the church into the hands of the Lord.
Even in the spirit, Lord, Savior, cause. But Lord, we are so lethargic, Lord. Lord, we are so, Lord, Savior, Lord.
Let's pray once again, committing the church into the hands of the Lord. The needs of this church.
Let me, Lord, Savior, Father, with rise, Lord.
The needs of this church.
Where we, Lord, Savior, all to Lord. Love, Lord, even the much, Lord, Savior. Father, you, Lord, Savior, sustain us, Lord. Father, you keep us, Lord. Even as Lord,
let's look at the needs of this church.
Our joy, Lord, to come before thee, Lord.
Oh, Lord, your spirit, Lord.
Love, Lord. Even life,
the Holy Spirit,
even Lord,
to sweep over this church, Lord.
Pray, Lord, Savior, your grace, Lord.
Oh, Lord, to bring, Lord,
love
into the church. Harmony. Lord, we are looking for, Lord, that we will be one in this church, Lord. We are looking for, Lord, the love of God. We are looking for, Lord Jesus, that harmony, to be in one accord, just like, Lord, they were in the day of Pentecost. Lord, we commit the church, Lord, into your hands. Father, we know that, Lord, the purpose why we here, Lord, is, Father, is to manifest the gifts of the sons of God. This is the manifestation of the sons of God. This is the hour. The Lord, we go to manifest, Lord, we are truly the sons of God. And the Lord, the purpose, oh Lord Jesus, that you place us in this time, is the Lord, you said, our hearts will be turned back unto the apostolic fathers. We want to see that, Lord, the demonstration of that power that it was in the church, the first church, once again, Lord, manifesting itself amongst us. Father, we commit, Lord Jesus, from the pulpit to the pews, that the Holy Spirit will sweep over. Lord, when we come here, Lord, we want to meet you, only you, Lord. We want to receive, Lord, from the Holy Spirit. Father, we want to be, Lord, filled all times, Lord, with your Spirit, Lord. Lord, let's anyone that enters here, oh Lord Jesus, if the person even is sick, Lord, before he enters here, healing has already taken place. Lord, we want to see, Lord, that always the angel of the Lord is standing by the door here, that sin can never enter here, that Satan can never enter here. Lord, we want to see, Lord Jesus, once again, the same manifestation. In the day of Pentecost, we want to see that same manifestation, Lord Jesus. Father, you said, Lord, you will present to yourself a church, oh God, without spot, without wrinkle, a holy church without blemish. He said, you present to yourself. Lord, that is what world we are looking. That's what, Lord Jesus, we want to look like, oh Lord. A church without spots, without wrinkle. A holy church, Lord. Father, where there is always joy, there's always happiness. Lord, that is what we are seeking, O God. That this place, O Lord Jesus, will be holy grounds. Amen. That, Lord, when we come in here, Lord, oh, there is always be that kind of, Lord, the sweet, Lord, refreshing, O Lord Jesus, the message of the hour, pouring itself, Lord, abundantly and exceedingly, over your church, O God. We commit, Lord Jesus, our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Oh, yes, Lord. He's leading your children. He's leading your bride. He needs, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, your support, O God. He needs the Lord Jesus, your support. Spiritually, Lord, lift him up, Lord. Always, Lord Jesus. Let there be, Lord, answer to every problem in this church. Father, use him, O God, for the salvation of, Lord, as many that are not saved. Father, use him, O God. Speak through him always, Lord. Father, we commit this family into your hands. It's not easy traveling all the way from North Maryland with job aside. Oh, Lord. It has to take your strength, Lord. It has to take your strength, Lord Jesus. Father, strengthen him. We commit every ministry here, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, it will be always. Be led by the Holy Spirit. We commit every duty, every office, deacons, soul leader, treasurer, trustee, every work that is in this house, Lord, we commit them into your hands. Father, we pray the Lord, this church will be truly the living church, whereby, oh God, it will prove once again that there is a living God. Lord, you promise that you always meet where you've placed your name. You meet with the worshippers. And Father, we know that, Lord, we are where, Lord Jesus, you have placed your name. Even as, Lord Jesus, we heard that there will be somewhere that someone's word will be found out. We believe that this is the place of God. Lord Jesus, tonight we came believing that anything that has been, oh Lord, there has been a lapse. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ. We came believing that, Lord, it will be restored. And we know that, Lord, the restoration has already taken place. We've committed, Lord, every child in this house, Lord, into your hands. Every youth in this house into your hands. Every parent in this house into your hands. Every home into your hands. The needs of every home into your hands. Lord, we believe it, O God. That you are the one who says you supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We believe it tonight, Lord. Our faith has anchored, Lord, unto those promises, and even Father, the needs of your children, those who are looking for jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Doors are closed everywhere, but we believe that, Lord, you are the one can open doors, and no one can close. Open doors, Lord, for those who are seeking jobs, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are amongst us, Lord, brethren who their documents are still, Lord, pending. Lord, regularize everyone, O Lord. His documents in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a need, O Lord Jesus, for those who are looking for real baptism of the Holy Ghost. Father, touch them, Lord. Let them realize that without it, oh Lord, it is impossible. Father, tonight, we plead in the name of Jesus Christ, if there are any amongst us that have still not received it, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Let something of God happen in their lives. And that, Lord, they will fully surrender, Lord, to receive it, O God. Lord Jesus, tonight, we know we will never go out the same. We believe that, Lord, you have established what, Lord, we need, O God. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. We bless your wonderful name. Thank you, the Lord, you for our sake, you did it for us tonight. You sent the angel of the Lord into every Babylon. And Lord, you have destroyed them. You've destroyed them, Lord. We thank you, O God, and that it is over. Just as, Lord, the children of Israel woke up in the morning and all that they saw was dead corpses. That's the very thing that, Lord Jesus, we know that even as we come, O Lord, if you tarry this coming Sunday, Lord, we know that, Lord, every works of the enemy is dead. And that, Lord, we are coming, Lord, oh, for a real refreshing, O Lord, around the revealed word. So, Lord, we commit this coming Sunday, Lord, into your hands if you tarry. The Lord, we come, O God, believing. We come, Lord Jesus, with faith. We come, Lord, with one accord. We come with love, O Lord Jesus. We come, O Lord, with full assurance of faith, the Lord. All have been well for us. Father, we commit Sunday into your hands. The Lord Jesus, once more, you visit us, Lord, in your special way. We commit, Lord Jesus, our going back, Lord, tonight into your hands. That you once again, as you granted us journey mercies from our various homes, Lord, you do the same again, Lord. Even we commit all other road users, Lord, into your hands. Keep each and everyone safe to his or her destination. Lord, even tonight, we are seeking your face, O God. As Lord Jesus, we put our heads down, Lord. Oh, visit each and everyone, Lord. Speak to us in dreams. Show us visions, Lord. Father, keep us through the night, Lord. And if you tarry, and we shall see the beginning of another day, Lord, let us rise up, O God, with that full assurance that, Lord, there is something good in store for us. Father, we thank you once again. How can we appreciate, Lord? Oh, every minute, every second, Lord, we will always spend in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Let the whole church say amen. Yeah, we thank the Lord. All is over. Praise the Lord. Brother Vlad, how is your car? Amen. Brother, how is your car? Amen. Even if it's still not right, it is right. Yes. Praise the Lord. When you go, just put the key in and start it, and it will just push
hallelujah.
On. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what happened? The car pastor gave to me, I'm using. The driver's door just locked. Oh, say, my. What is this? It's locked. So I went to the mechanic. I know that. He looked, I said, unless I take the whole board out and check the course probably says, oh my Lord Jesus. We went home. Was it this morning or yesterday? Yesterday. I just said, in Jesus' name. But the whole thing opened again. Praise the Lord. The devil is a liar. He's going to move the whole thing. I said, no, it won't happen. Praise the Lord. The door just opened by itself. He said, the strength is broken, this, that. I said, oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Only yesterday we just held it. The door opened and it has been perfect throughout again. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. And tonight, hey children, Satan is afraid of all of you, okay?
Amen.
The Lord is in control of every situation. No sickness, no disease. Amen. Let your faith anchor or not. If your faith can anchor on it, it will happen. Because he said, I will give unto you your heart desires. So whatever you desire, the Lord says amen to it.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me, I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Oh, I prayed in the morning, I prayed at noontime, I prayed in the evening, I should pray all the time. Help me, Lord, to always pray, to pray. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah.
presence, because you have made a way for us. You have sent thy angel before us. Father, we believe in thy word as so much as you believe in your word. And the prophet tell us that you are bound by your word.
Amen.
You made many promises in thy word.
Hallelujah.
And we come to take you by thy word, Father.
Amen.
You said everything that you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. Not the way we feel, not the way we think,
no.
But you have spoken.
Hallelujah.
Father. Let that scripture be fulfilled tonight, Father. Father, we come with faith, Father.
Amen.
Of God, believing, Father.
Hallelujah.
That you are an answering God, Father.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Father, your children has prayed.
Hallelujah.
Father. We have a cry unto thee, Father. Like Hebrew children, when they cry unto thee, you come down and deliver them, Father, from the slavery in Egypt, Father. Oh, Father, tonight, we know that spiritually, Egypt still exists, Father.
Mm.
And we ask you, Father, that you shall send the angel, Father, of deliverance, Father, and to make
Amen.
All of us free from anything,
yes.
Father,
yes.
From broken cars, Father,
yes.
From
yes.
sickness
Hallelujah.
In the home, Father.
Yes.
And we know that you are Jehovah Rapha,
Amen.
The Lord who heals all diseases, Father.
Amen.
And your prophet tell us when the Hebrew children come out of Egypt, they didn't have any pharmacy. They didn't have any doctor among them, Father.
Yes.
But you made them true to the promised land without any living among them, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you are the same Jehovah that we worship tonight, Father.
Amen.
And we read from thy Bible, Father, that our enemy will be your enemy.
Yes.
Our adversary will be thy adversary,
yes.
Father.
Amen.
Father, strengthen your hand, Father, where our hand can't reach, Father, that you may touch, Father, wherever sickness is, Father. Because you commission us, you says, the sign shall follow them that believe
Amen.
In my name.
Amen.
They shall lay hand on sick, and they shall recover, Father. Amen. Our hand are short to reach in every home that is sick, Father. But by faith, we believe that your hand will reach there, Father.
Amen.
Grant the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Father, as our brother has spoken, Father, we have a faith, Father. And we trust in thee, Father.
Yes.
Because we know that you are our only hope and trust, Father. If we come tonight for prayer, we know that you are able to answer our prayer, Father.
Yes.
Let this day be a testimony, Father.
Amen.
That each home that is difficult condition, Father. Oh, Father, may be a piece from car missing, Father.
Mm.
That you do something special, Father.
Amen.
And we glorify thy name, Father. We know that you can make a way where there's no way, Father.
Yes.
Father, open doors, Father, for each of us, Father, where it's needed. Where this job is needed, Father, open doors for jobs, Father.
Amen.
Father, where the paper is needed, Father, open a door for it, Father.
Amen.
Because we want to rejoice, Father, and worship thee, Father, with joy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Believing according to thy word, where you said that come unto me, you that are burdened. And I will lift up a burden from thee, Father. Father, tonight we believe that our burden is lifted up, Father.
In Jesus
and we
name.
Want to commend, Father, the Sunday service at thy hand.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall meet with us, Father. You shall speak to us. Because each time when we come to thy presence, Father, it's building our faith, Father.
Yes,
it's bringing us somewhere where you want us to be, Father. In the heavenly place, Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall brought all of us together in that place where we can sing like angels, Father.
Yes.
Where we can worship like angels, Father. Oh, Father, we know that you have shed thy own blood, which is a great price, oh, Father, to redeem each of us, Father, and to give us the liberty, Father. And the prophet tell us that when you save someone, oh, Father, his soul, you save also his body, Father. Father, and we know everything that the doctor will call, the name that they are given, all them are demon, Father. And you have given us a power that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, demon shall tremble, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we cast them to the dry places, Father. And we want you to take control of everything, Father. Let your word be made flesh in each of us' life, Father.
Yes,
thy faith has stand before us, faithful, Father. to minister thy word, Father, and the virtue has gone out of his body. We ask you, Father, that you shall restore virtue to his body, Father, that each time when he stand here, Father, heaven will be open, Father, and we will be able to receive something from thee, Father. Because we don't come here to meet with one another. We come here because we believe that this place was consecrated for us to meet with thee, Father.
Amen.
Father, dwell in this place, Father. Most of all, Father, tabernacle yourself in each of us' heart, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Father, putting my faith with the faith of this congregation, Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall answer in a mighty way to our prayer, Father. And there will be many testimony, Father. And where the weakness has entered to home, Father. Oh, Father, restore virtue, Father. Give the strength, Father. Oh, Father, sometime in a period like this winter time, Father, there's laziness, Father. But we want to cast away the spirit of laziness, Father.
Amen.
That each time when we meet in this place, Father, we should meet together and worship thee and thank you for the life that you are given to us, Father. Sometimes we undermine these small things, Father. But when we hear someone in the hospital, Father, someone in the crash, in the accident, Father, we realize, Father, you grace and you mercy to us by giving us this life, Father. We thank you for everything, Father. Bless us and watch in our road back to each of us home, Father. Let thy angel, as it was read, go before us, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, and protect us in the way that when we meet again, we shall say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for everything, and we commit all things at thy hand, everything that was preached, Father. Let this be manifest inside of our life, Father. Father, bless the preacher, bless the song leader, bless the congregation, Father. Bless the effort of each of us, Father, that has sacrificed our various occupation to come here, Father, to hear from thee and to speak with thee, Father. Grant us always that desire to be in thy house. We commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to you. Bless you.
Amen.
How many believe?
Amen. Amen.
This old world can never hold me any moment. And I have my wedding garment. This old world, this old world, never hold me anymore. I